We begin this morning in Canberra. Previously censored excerpts of an interview that Julia Gillard gave to the law firm Slater & Gordon in 1995 have been released this morning. They show that the Prime Minister did write to the West Australian Commissioner for Corporate Affairs in 1992, challenging an initial decision to bar the Australian Workers' Union Workplace Relations Association from incorporation. Joining us now is Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane to shine some light on this. Sabra, what's this transcript that we're talking about?
It's an extract of an interview between Peter Gordon, the former senior partner of Slater & Gordon, and Julia Gillard. It was conducted in September 1995, and it was done specifically about this AWU Workplace Reform Association. Parts of this transcript have been available for months now, but this particular part was only released last night.
And the Prime Minister, in an earlier life, worked with Slater & Gordon. So who has this transcript at the moment?
Well, Nick Stein-Brown, a former partner of Slater & Gordon, has the transcript. He now resides in the United States. He's previously believed that this particular part of the interview shouldn't be in the public arena because it breached legal professional privilege. But he says, given that the Prime Minister's former partner, her former boyfriend, Bruce Wilson, talked about the advice he specifically received from Slater & Gordon in an interview he did with 7:30 on Tuesday night, that Stein-Brown now believed that given that was out in the public arena, that this particular extract of the interview should also now be publicly released.
And this public extract deals with the West Australian Commissioner for Corporate Affairs in 1992 and the challenge of an initial decision to bar the incorporation of that union organisation.
That's right. And the opposition argues that this is particularly significant, saying that only as recently as Monday this week, the Prime Minister was specifically asked about this point in Parliament. Julie Bishop asked her, didn't the West Australian Commissioner for Corporate Affairs, in fact, raise concerns about the incorporation of this particular association prior to its incorporation? And we now know from this transcript that a letter was written back to the Commissioner vouching for the association, saying that it complied with all legal requirements. Yet on Monday, the Prime Minister said that no correspondence had been produced, so she specifically avoided answering questions about this in Parliament. So this newly released transcript indicates that the WA Commissioner did indeed have concerns about the eligibility of this association. Now, the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, says he believes this correspondence is significant.
It demonstrates that the Prime Minister made false representations to the West Australian Corporate Affairs Commission. This is obviously a very serious matter for a lawyer, for a law partner, to make false representations to the Corporate Affairs Commission. Well, that would appear to be in breach of the law. Now, this has ramifications down to this day because fraud didn't stop after the AWU scandal. We have ongoing fraud inside the union movement, the health services union fraud, for instance, which involved one of Prime Minister Gillard's own MPs, the former national president of the Labor Party, Mr. Williamson, someone who was one of the key faceless men behind installing the Prime Minister. A government can't clean up union fraud if some of its senior members, some of its very, very senior members have been involved in it. And this is why this is a very serious ongoing matter.
Would you say that the Prime Minister's position is now untenable given this revelation today?
This has always been about the judgment, the character, the integrity of the Prime Minister, the fitness for office of the Prime Minister, and plainly a Prime Minister who gave false information to the Corporate Affairs Commission, a Prime Minister who ran a protection racket for a Member of Parliament who has clearly been involved in the most appalling rip-off of low-paid union members' money. These are very, very serious matters, and I think the Labor Party should be searching its soul today.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, with journalists at Parliament House this morning. Sabra Lane is with us. Sabra, Mr. Abbott's not the only one from the opposition talking about this morning, I understand.
No, that's right. The opposition's manager of business, Christopher Pyne, says the ramifications are strong. He says the Prime Minister should in fact resign today.
That's probably not surprising, but Sabra, has there been any response from the Prime Minister to all these claims this morning?
The Prime Minister's office says Julia Gillard has maintained all the way along, and that's not changed today, that she has done absolutely nothing wrong here. And I guess, Tony, the other part that the government will be pointing to today is another part of the interview extract that we haven't talked about today that has also been released. Peter Gorton also asked the Prime Minister, I should ask, did we, meaning the law firm, have anything to do with the setting up of the accounts? Or was that done by officers of the Incorporated Association? Julia Gillard responded, Slater and Gorton didn't have anything, did not have anything to do with the setting up of bank accounts for that association. We attended to the incorporation. He then goes on to say, can I ask you then the following? The last thing that we did to setting up the incorporation, which appears to be from the file, the letter arguing that it ought not be construed as a trade union. Did you have anything personally to do with that incorporated association afterwards? Julia Gillard responds, no, I did not.
Our chief political correspondent, Sabra Lane, and the last sitting day in Canberra today.